Chaf Amid Beis 20b1, second column. Okay, the Gemara said a statement before that if a servant wants to redeem himself, if the price went up, he redeems himself from the price he was paid for. If it went down, he goes by the price he was paid for now. Remember, that's what the Gemara said. He always gets the better of the deal, the eved in the redeeming. The Gemara asked the question before, what's the reason for that? And the Gemara said, well, we learn it out, and Abaye got involved in this whole thing. Okay? Now, the Gemara is going to say another reason why an Eved always gets the upper hand, so to speak. Amid Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok says, the reason why the Torah is lenient when it comes to the Eved buying his freedom is because today Kroiksiv it says two psukim. One says like this: Im Eid Rabbis Bashanim, if there'll be a lot of years left to Yovel, or Im Atnisha Bashanim, or there'll be less years left to Yovel. Okay, but the Torah's expression is very strange. Rabbis Bashanim means a great amount of in the years and a lesser amount in the years. So Gemara says, "V'chi yeshanim merubes v'yeshanim mu'atis." Are there bigger years and smaller years? Okay, when you learn the pasuk with Rashi, it means a lot of years left and a few years left, right? Because that's like we learned. Yovel, when you sell land in Israel, it's only until Yovel. Once Yovel is over, the land goes back to the original owner, right? So the Torah says the price is based on how many years left to Yovel. But the Torah still uses the expression Rabbeis Bashanim and Ma'at Nisha Bashanim, which means a lot of years, a lot in a year, and a little in a year. V'chi Yeshanim Merubis V'yeshanim Merubis. It can't mean that. Ella, what it means is like this: Nisraba Kaspei, if he became worth more, the Eved became worth more, then we learn it out, the Torah says, Mikesiv Miknosi, from the money that he was bought with. Which means, if he went up in price, he could redeem himself based on the price he was bought at, which was a cheaper amount. Nismayit Kaspei, if he became worth less, then the Torah says, Kfi Shonav, based on the years, meaning how much he's worth now. So this is what Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok learns what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk cannot be referring to bigger years and smaller years, because a year is a year. What it means is, if he became worth more, the Eved, if he became worth more, he could redeem himself based on the original price, which is less. And if he went down in value, he could redeem himself based on the present year, which is also less. So the Gemara says, no. How do you know that's what the Pasuk means? Maybe the Pasuk means 20b1 at the end of the page. Maybe this is what it means. Hey, what if he worked 2 years out of the six? Upashle dalet, and he has 4 years left his, you know, to the slavery, nativle dalet mikesim mikanasi. Then he has to pay four years worth based on what he was paid for. Avdu, udalet, what happens if he worked 4 years? Upashle utarti, so 2 years remained. Nasiv tarti kifishonav. Maybe he has to mean, according to the years left now, depending if he's worth more or worth less. In other words, the question is like this: how do you know the Pasuk is teaching us that he always go to the cheaper amount? Maybe that's not what the Torah means. Maybe the Torah means, Rabbeis Bashanim means, if he worked 4 years. No, I'm saying, Rabbeis Bashanim, he has a lot of years left to go. So he worked 2 years. He has four more years to go. Then he could deem himself based on the price that was paid. But if he has worked 4 years and he has 2 years left, so maybe then you go by the amount now, whether it's more or less. But how does Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok say that's what the Torah means? So he says like this: Im Kain, if that's the case, the Torah should have said Im Eid Rabbis Shonim, not Bishonim. It should have said Rabbis Shonim Imaat Nisha Shonim, because then it means if a lot of years are left or fewer years are left. What does it mean Bishonim in the years? So it means nisrabe kaste bashanim. If his money became worth more in the years, then mikasev miknasay, he could redeem himself based on the original price. Nismayit kaspe bashanim. If his value became less by the years, kfishanim, then he has to go according to the years left. Meaning like this, the Gemara says, and by the way, just to finish off, Amar Rav Yosef, der shinu Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, lani kro, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, explain these psukim, kesinai, like the way it was given at Har Sinai. That means, Rav Yosef says, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok really explained it well. Which means as follows, the Torah says, if there's a lot years left, less years left. Okay? So Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says, what is the Torah teaching us? That if there's a lot of years left, meaning if his price went up, then you redeem him based on the price he was sold. Ima'at b'shonim, if the price went down, he redeems himself based on the present value. Okay? So the Rav by Yitzchok explains this is what the pasuk means. If it goes up, he redeems himself on the earlier amount, the lesser amount. If the price goes down, he redeems himself on the present. So the Gemara asks, how do you know this is what the pasuk means? Maybe it means something else. So the Gemara answers, then it would have said shonim, not bishonim, and it would have said ma'at nisha shonim and not bishonim. The fact that the Torah says bishonim teaches us if his price went up or his price went down. So according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, we learn it out from a pasuk that an eved can always redeem himself based on the smaller amount. If his work goes up in price, he redeems himself based on the first price, the initial price. If his price goes down, then he redeems himself based on the present level.
His personal worth or the market price? He himself, where should his price change? It's the market price.
Yeah, his price could be on the market. Or he could become stronger.
Or more talent?
Yeah, whatever. He had more experience. I don't know if the Gemara is discussing if it's market value or his personal value. I don't know. If the Gemara just said before, if he goes up, I mean, you know. You see, v'yishbiach before, the expression of the Gemara, v'yishbiach, means he became worth more. He became stronger, you know, he became more talented, like you said, whatever. So then it goes, but his price goes up. But the same thing, if the same thing would be if the general marketplace went up, will be the same thing. There's no difference. One.
Well, maybe it was sick when it was purchased. Now as well.
You know what? Anyway, the bottom line is, if it became worth more, he could redeem himself based on the lower price. If he went down, he could redeem himself based on the present price. Okay, this Gemara is over. Now we start a new Gemara. It's similar to this, but it's a different Gemara. It's a new Gemara. Boimine, Yavit Chof Amid Beis. The second of the wide lines. Boimine, Ravuna Barchin Amid Avsheshis. Okay, this is a completely different question. Something like this. Evid Ivri An Nimkud Evid Gachovim. If a Jew sold himself, an Eved Ivri, sold himself to a Goy. Now we learned before...
I'm
explaining this in a second. A person, if you look at the bottom, if she's 17, he sold himself to a Goy. The court, however, would not sell a person to a Goy. This is just going to explain now. According to Halacha, a Beis Din will never sell a Jew to a Goy. Why? Very simple. By a goy, he can't keep mitzvahs. Okay? So the question is, what happens if a Jew sells himself to a goy as a slave? Okay? So the din is like this. Nigal lechatzoyin, or ain't a nigal lechatzoyin? Can he be redeemed by half? Or does he have to redeem himself completely? Now this is speaking, obviously, when Beis Din still has jurisdiction even over the goyim. Otherwise, this whole Gemara doesn't make sense, okay? So, the Goyim were under Jewish rule. A Jew went ahead on his own, sold himself to a Goy. The din is, we learned before, the relatives have to redeem him. He could redeem himself. The question is, can he redeem himself half term? Or it's all or none? Okay. The Gemara is going to liken now, and this is what the Gemara is going to get into, redeeming fields. At the end of B'chol Kaisai, the Torah discusses a whole din. If you sell a field, when you could redeem it, when you can't redeem it, when you could buy it back, when you don't buy it back. There's certain, the Gemara is going to explain the various different cases. But we're going to learn now from Psukim, you cannot redeem half of a field. You either redeem all of the field or none of the field. You can't redeem 50% of the field. Okay, because the Gemara is going to learn out from a pasuk. The Gemara is likening now the Eved to a field in the certain respects. Because we're talking about redeeming the field, we're talking about redeeming the Eved. The question is, can a Jew who is sold to a guy redeem himself 50%? Or it has to be 100% of what's remaining. Now,
the time.
Now, most poskim hold that there's no 6 years when a Jew sells himself to a guy. The whole concept of sheish shanim yaveid, 6 years, is only a Jew who sells himself to a Jew. Okay? But let's say the Jew sold himself for 10 years. Okay?
To a guy.
He worked 3 years. Yeah, now he wants to redeem himself. So there's 7 years left. So the Gemara's question is, can he redeem himself for 3 years and work the other four? Or work four and then be redeemed? Or is right now it's all or none? That's the question. This is the second of the wide lines. Eved Ivri Animka Laev de Kachabaid was sold to a guy. Nigala Chatzoin, or ain't a Nigala Chatzoin? Can he reduce the term by paying for half the remaining years? Or does it have to be all at one time? Okay? Now, as the bottom he explains, he has 4 years left, right? Can he redeem himself for 2 years? That means now, he gives the master 2 years worth of money, that in 2 years from now, he'll redeem himself for the last remaining 2 years. Or, does it have to be all together? So the Gemara explains, what's the Shaila? Ge'ulasi, ge'ulasi, mistei achuzi gomar. We learn by an Eved, it says the word ge'ulasi. And by stei achuzi, which is a field which is sold that you could redeem, okay, the Torah also says ge'ulasi. Mas de achuzah, just like a field, ein nigal chatzoin, cannot be redeemed half the field. You either redeem a whole field or you can't redeem any of it. Do we say af hay nami ein nigal chatzoin? That maybe he can also not redeem himself 50%. Or dilma maybe lekula amrinin. In other words, for kula. He could be lenient. And he's going to explain in a second. The Gemara is going to explain what this means. Maybe for a leniency, we say you could redeem 50%, but not stricter. And the Gemara explains right now what that means. So the question of the Gemara is, right, can he redeem himself 50% or not? By a field, you cannot redeem yourself 50%. The question, what's the din by an eved? If we learn out the Gzeirah Shava, meaning it's complete, all or none, or do we say no, you could do it 50%? Amalei said, Rav Sheshes answered him, this is Rav Huna Bar Chinan, and asked the Shaila from Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, Lav Amrin in Hosam, don't we say over there, Nimker Kulei Velei Chetzia, all of them must be sold, and not half of them, meaning, you can't sell it half an Eved. What does this mean? He's quoting the Gemara before. An Eved can only be sold for the amount he stole. If an Eved stole, right? Let's say he stole $500. And the Eved's worth $1,000.
say 1,000, that means the whole 6 years.
Yeah, he's worth 1,000 for 6 years. But he only stole 500.
Right.
Can you sell him for half? Can you sell him for 3 years?
No.
No, right, same thing. So he says no. So he says, if he can't be sold half, so hachanami nigo kulev lechasa, so he can't be redeemed half either. Now the question is, can an eved redeem himself 50-50? So Rav Sheshet said, 1 minute. Can he be sold 50-50? No. If he can't be sold 50-50, how can he be redeemed 50-50? All or none. You either sell him or you don't sell him.
How do you compare? This is two different cases. One is Eved the Ivri, and here an Eved the selling it to the Goy.
He sold himself to the Goy.
No.
But we learned out, but before we learned out in the Gemara, there's comparison between Eved Ivri that sold to a Jew and in certain dinim. Eved Ivri sold to a Goy. In certain dinim, except where the Torah excludes it, there's a comparison between the two. Here the Torah doesn't say anything. So, Bapashtis, we could compare them. So he says, listen, if an Eved Ivri can't be sold 50-50, he can't be redeemed 50-50. But now Abaye is discussing what did the Gemara mean about Lekula and Lechum, and he says like this. Amr Abaye says like this. In Tim Tzuleimer, if you want to say that Nigal Lachatzoin, that he could be redeemed 50, okay, Rav Sheshet said he can't. Okay? But Abaye says like this, what was the original question? Because if he could be redeemed 50-50, right half, sometimes it's kula and sometimes it's chumra. Sometimes it will be stricter and sometimes it will be lenient. What does this mean? Lekula, what is the leniency in such a case? Zavna b'meya. What happens if he was bought for 100? Okay? David was bought for $100. Yoev le chamshin palga de dummy. Now the servant gives him $50. Okay, at the beginning. He gives him $50 that he should only work for 3 years. He was bought for $100 for 6 years, right? Now David got money, so he gives him $50, all the way at the beginning of the slavery. He gives him $50, says, okay, listen, I'm only working 3 years. Okay? What happened though? The Ashkach Kama Mosan. Then the Eved became worth more, and now he's worth 200. Okay? Now the problem is like this. If it could be redeemed 50-50, you already have to do. Yoiv Le Meya would have to give him $100. Vinofik, then he can go out. Right? Because 50 he gave already. So now, what is he worth now? 200. So we'd have to give him 100. But if you hold that he cannot be redeemed for half, he would have to give him 150 zuz more than nothing for him to go out free. Meaning like this. If he cannot be redeemed 50-50, okay, if he cannot be redeemed 50-50, when he gave him $50 at the beginning, there was no redemption. There's no money. Now, if the value of the servant goes up, he would have to pay for the full 6 years.
Just 200.
Huh?
Which is
200. So you'd have to give 150 more.
How?
We're saying now, you either you redeem all 6 years, or none of the 6 years. Right? He has to redeem either all 6 years, or half to, or even half.
In other words, you start off, you're paying the guy $50. Then, as he started working, and he started
getting
his job, now he
wants... He went up to 200.
Now, if he wants to get out, he has to pay 150 to get out, right?
Right. Because he already gave 50.
Okay, that's, so
but he can't redeem himself half. That means he has to buy back all 6 years.
But as he can pay
100. One second. He has to buy back all 6 years, okay. Right? So how much is 6 years? Now he's worth 200. So how much is 6 years worth now? 200. So he paid 50. which was not for redemption, because he can't redeem halfway. He's just a bank holding the money for him. Right? So now he'd have to give 150 more, or make it 200. If you hold he could be redeemed 50-50, right? Then he gave 50 at the beginning. He gives another 100 now, and he goes out free. So sometimes it could be lenient, sometimes it could be stricter, sometimes he'll have to pay more money, sometimes less money.
Didn't we learn last time that in any case that he has to go with a lower price?
Yeah, but here we're talking when he sells himself to a guy. Yeah, that's what the question is. The question is, first of all, we're punishing him a little bit. Right? We're punishing him a little bit. Meanwhile, because the Gemara is going to ask a question on it that's going to say completely different than I'm saying now. But right now, the Gemara learns like this. We're going to punish him that he has to pay full price. Because the logic is, he had no right to sell himself to the guy. Okay. If he sold himself to a Jew, which he was allowed to do, so the Torah is lenient. Okay, but now he went up in price, so he's going to have to pay more. Sometimes he'll have to pay 100 more, sometimes he'll have to pay 150 more. But the Gemara's Taka going to ask, 1 minute, we just got through saying he pays the lesser of the amounts. Your question is what the Gemara's going to ask, but we just got through saying he's going to pay less. In fact, look on the side. So for Ahmed, in the Sabbath, Kaspi, Mekasev, and the Nasai, that his redemption price can never exceed the $100 that he was paid for. The Gemara says, yeah, but he's speaking the Eikir, Vizol the Eikir. He went up, down, and back up. Means like this. It was 200, in middle went down to 100, then went back up to 200. So either way you look at it, either the original price or the present price is high anyway. Because it was high, the middle got low, but it went back high. So even if you go by the original price, it's high, or the end price. One is, it's either the beginning price or the end price. Right? So here in this case, is both are high.
Why is there any limit of the years if he's going, he's ever for going? Could work for them only for a year, for half a year. Well, there's no limit for them. You don't say it's the minimum 6 years they have to work.
Yeah, but officially, whatever he was bought for, even if he was sold to the guy, and even he could only be sold for amount of years, whatever he picks, whatever he chooses. It can be for more.
Can I do more than 6 years?
Correct.
It could be.
I'm saying this. The most people say he could, but I'm saying, but he can't sell himself forever. So whatever the years are that he's being sold for, that's the price that you're dealing with. He brings down over here the most. He says over here the din. Just looking at the bottom where it says, remember. He says here that most opinions say when a Jew is sold to a guy, page 20B1. Okay, 1 second. Right. According to the generally accepted view, such as it does not go free after 6 years. Yeah. Most people hold that a guy, a Jew who sold to a guy, does not go after 6 years. He goes out after the amount of time he was sold. For whatever the amount of time was.
Why do we sell himself
sometimes? They come handy that
way. Why he sold himself to the guy? Because he's the only one that wanted to buy him for the best price. Or he liked the guy, I don't know.
But he cannot then keep the mitzvah.
Right, that's why the relatives have a chiyuv to buy him back. Okay, then it says like this: Mishkachas lechumra. Sometimes a partial redemption could be a chumra. Why? What happened? Zovne b'masan. He was bought for 200 zuz. Yoev meir palgad the dom. Then the avid gave 100, you know, to get redeemed. The ichsiv, he became worth less. The kamal meir. And now he's only worth 100. So he already gave 100 to redeem half of his time, but now the whole Eved is only worth 100. So he said, if you say he can get freed for half time, he can give him $50 and go out free. Because there's half left, now the whole thing is worth 100, he can give him 50. But the iamit ain't igala chatzoin. But if you say he cannot be redeemed, af hanach meya pikodin ninu gabei, the 100 zuz that he paid earlier for half his time, he can't do it. So what did he give him? A trust, but it wasn't redemption money. Then yavaneli, he has to give him the money, and then nothing. Then he can go free. Then he can go free, and he's out. In other words, sometimes if the Eved was worth more and then the Eved's price went down, right, what is he going to have to do? He's going to end up redeeming himself for $100 for half the time that he was paid for the whole time. So the Eved really is going to lose out. Okay, that was finished with the Eved. But the Pearl, going back to the original case of the Shal of the Gemara, can an Eved be redeemed half at a time or not? Meaning for half the period of time? Rav Sheisha said no. Just like he has to be sold the whole way, he has to be redeemed the whole way. That means you cannot give money to be redeemed for half your amount of slavery. Either you buy yourself complete freedom, or you stay a slave.
So we don't even have to compare to Seder, to the field, right?
Not yet. Right.
Did
right.
Why we put this in Seder?
But this, when Bezdin controlled, like I said, when Bezdin controlled the land, and the guy won the Jewish law, yeah, they made this as the law. This is the law, and they either, they're forced to keep it. But the Jew can buy back his freedom against the will of the guy. Or for that matter, the Pasuk says, the Karevim can do it. The relatives can do it. Okay, now the Rav Huna Bar Chinen asks another shayla from Rav Sheshes. Boy, minei Rav Huna Bar Chinen Rav Sheshes. Hamech bayis babati oda chomra. If somebody sells a house in bati oda chomra, okay? Now, the din is like this. Houses in a walled city. Now, what does a walled city mean? From the time of Yeshua ben Nun. That means there are certain cities that had walls around it, like Yerushalayim. Right? Today, in Eretz Yisrael, those are the ones that read the Megillah a day later, you know. Okay. So Yerushalayim is a classic example.
Days,
huh?
There are 2 days in the old city, aren't
they? No. Only if it's Shabbos and Friday and Shabbos.
So on a day of palm, they don't read in the
also? No. Hmm. Unless the Americans, they're going back, then there's a whole shayla, when do they read the Megillah?
That's yeshivas in the
also. Right.
I'm mostly American.
Yeah, that's a big shayla what to do. Okay. Now the din is like this. If you sell a house or property in the old city, I'm talking because it has a chayma around it, yeah? You have a year to redeem it. If you don't redeem the field in a year, it becomes the permanent property of the buyer, does not go back at Yovel.
House or property?
House. House or property, really, I don't think it matters. But if it's, normally you buy land in Eretz Yisrael, right? You buy it basically, it's called a sale lease. Because you only buy it until Yovel. Yovel goes back to the original owner anyway. But the din, if it's Bati Arichayma, the Torah says, if it's a city with a wall around it, and you sell a house, the seller has only 1 year from the sale date to buy back the land. Once he doesn't, it's permanently in the hands of the buyer, and he keeps it, it doesn't even go back by Yovel. So there's a cost.
Does it apply
to no, all these things don't. No. Now, he says like this. What happens if somebody sells a bias in Ori Chaima? Okay. Can he redeem it half or not? And could he redeem half the house? Let's say the house was sold for $1,000. Yeah? The guy only has $500. Can he redeem? Because he only has a year to redeem it. That's it. Can he redeem half the house? Or it's the whole house or nothing? Same shah would have never, but now the Shemar's child is on the house. So he says like this. It says in the Pasik, Gu'ulasei, Gu'ulasei, Mistei Achuza Gomer. It also says here, Gu'ulasei. And by Stei Achuza, which is a regular field which you sold, it says, Gu'ulasei, Ma Stei Achuza, Eine Golan Chatzoyin. Josik Stei Achuza cannot be sold halfway. I mean, redeemed. Afhani nami ein a nigel lechatzoy. Maybe this spoti arichema can also not be redeemed halfway either. Or dilma, maybe not. Heicha de leigala leigala, where the Torah doesn't specify that it has to be all or none, maybe it doesn't apply either. So again, he's asking a very interesting shaila. Can you redeem half a bati arichema? In other words, if you learn out the Gzeder Shava, Gulasi, Gulasi, then just Ixtei Achuza, a regular field, cannot be redeemed 50-50. It's all or none. So there, the same thing would be by Bati Arichayma. Or do we say no? Over there the Torah says whole, and here the Torah doesn't say whole, so you can redeem half a house at a time. Amalei, so Rav Sheish has answered them like this. Mi Medrash Shel Rav Shimshin, that Rav Shimon, from the teaching, from the Medrash, the Drush of Rav Shimon, Nishma, we can learn, Shaleva v'goyel, v'goyel l'chatzoyin. Number one, Shaleva v'tudinim. Number one, Shaleva v'goyel, he could borrow money and redeem it, meaning it doesn't have to be his money, and also, v'goyel l'chatzoyin. You could redeem a house 50-50. Bati Arichema. Okay? And Gemara is going to quote now what Rav Shimon's din is. The Tanya, because it says in the Braisa like this. In Goal Yigal, it says in the Torah, a double expression. If redeems, he redeems. What does it mean? Malamet Shaleva V'goyol V'goyol L'chatzoyin. Because Goal, Goal is an extra word. Right? There's an extra Goal there. So what does it teach us? Number one, you could borrow money and redeem it, or you could do it 50-50. Amar Rab Shimon, so Rab Shimon says, Matam, why? What's the reason you could do it 50-50? Because when a person sells a Stei Achuza, again, Stei Achuza is a regular field that you sell, not Bati Arichayma, okay? Shayupa Kaychay, his fields, his right are strong. Why? Shemegi al Yovel v'lo nigalo, that if Yovel came and it was still not redeemed by him, chayzeres lebaaleh b'Yovel, it nevertheless goes back to the owner. What does this mean? If I sell my field, so if I redeem it, I can get it back even before Yovel. But if I don't redeem it, it comes back to me anyway by Yovel, right? So by Zdei Achuza, the seller has a very strong power. Either the seller can redeem it, or if Yovel comes, he gets it back anyway. Right? Because it's his field. Yet, Hura keichai. His power is weakened. She'ein alev of a goyel. He cannot borrow money. And he cannot goyel chasson redeem it halfway. That means even though, by stay achuzah, the seller has very strong power. He could redeem the field earlier, before Yovel, if he wants to get it back. And if he doesn't, he gets it back anyway by Yovel. So the seller has a very strong power, right? Yet, he cannot buy back half the field. You either get it all, or none, right? So if that's the case, magdish, if a person makes hegdish, his field, shahur akaycha, that his rights of the field were limited, shimegiya yayvav alay nigala, that if he did not redeem the field by yayvav, yaitzal akayan and bak yayvav, the field goes back to the kayan and by yayvav, meaning like this. What happens if somebody is magdish a field? No selling. The guy has a field. He says, the field is hegdish. So the Torah said, what's the din? It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. What happens by Yovel? So the Torah says like this. If you want, up to Yovel, you can buy the field back from hegdish. For the value, whatever the field is worth, you can buy the field back. What happens if Yovel came and you didn't redeem the field? It goes to the Kayanim. You don't get it back. That means when Yovel comes, you don't get back the field. Right? If you sell Stei Achuza, you have strong rights that you get it back by Yovel. Right? If I sell you a field, Yovel comes, I get it back. Yet, I cannot buy it back halfway. Because Stei Achuza, the Torah says you have to be the whole thing. Whatever the pasuk is, there's a pasuk that says by stei achuza, you either redeem the whole field, or none. And if you don't redeem it, by the way, you get it back by yovel. So you anyway get it back. So you're very strong. Yet, can you do half? No. So hegdish where you're weaker, because you can't get it back in yovel. So for sure you can't do half at a time. Right? Mat is a kavachaymer, right? What if when your power is strong, by stei achuza, I could get it back by yovel, yet I cannot redeem it at 50-50, it's either all or none. So a hegdish, where I can't get it back in yovel, meaning I'm weaker, for sure you can't redeem it. Okay? This is what the Gemara says. So therefore, haymeichen bayis babate eirachaymanami from Reb Shimon's concept, that if you're weaker, you can't redeem half at a time, right? Like by Hegdish. So from here we derive, Rav Shesha says, that if a guy sells a house in a walled city, like Yerushalayim, because his power is weakened. What's the power weakened? Shemal alei shana tmima. If a whole year went by and he didn't redeem it, it's too late. Yupa keichai shalava v'goyel v'goyel chatzayin. Therefore, one second. Yupa keichai shalava v'goyel v'goyel chatzayin. He's saying like this. When your power is strong, like by Stei Achuza, right? The Torah says you cannot redeem it halfway. Right? So therefore, by Hegdish, one second. Hello? Says like this. If by Stei Achuza, when your power is good, you get it back anyway by Yovel. The Torah says you redeem it all or none. Okay? So he says like this. Hegdish, this is what Rav Shimon says in the Braise. Hegdish, where your power is weaker, because in Yovel you don't get it back, yet the Torah says you could redeem it half at a time. Because you're weaker, the Torah made it easier for you, that you could redeem half at a time. So he says, if that's the case, that you only have a year to redeem it. After a year, it does not go back to you by your evil, it stays by the buyer. So then the Torah should also let you redeem it halfway. It's not a kavachomer, and the kind is the opposite of a kavachomer. He's saying, Rav Shimon says the following statement, where your power is strong, the Torah says all or none. When your power is weak, then the Torah says you can redeem it halfway, because we'll be lenient about you. So what did Rav Shimon's din say? By stay achuza, where you have a lot of power, you get it back anyway by yovel, you could redeem it all or none. You can't redeem it halfway. Hegdish, that if you don't redeem it, you don't get it back by yovel, it goes to the kayanim. The Torah says you could redeem half at a time. Because the Torah wants to make life easier for you. So the same thing would apply, Rav Sheshe says, that's what Reb Shimon's din is speaking by Stei Achuza and Hegdish. So Reb Sheshe says, if that's the case, by Bati Arachema, where you're also weaker power, because you can only have a year to redeem it and otherwise it's gone, so the Torah allows you to redeem it halfway. So when Rav Huna, Bar Chinina, asked the Shaila from Reb Sheshe, if you sell Bati Arachema and you have a year to redeem it, right? Can you do it half or not? Rav Sheshes answered, from Rav Shimon's din, we learned that you could. You could redeem it halfway.
But do they learn that from the Pasuk? Could this make sense?
It makes sense. No, because he says we find already in Torah, when the Torah gave you weaker power, the Torah made it easier for you that you can redeem half.
By Hegdish.
So therefore, by Bati Arichema, where you only have a year to redeem it, so your power is also weakened, so why should it be different? I stay Achuza, you can't redeem half? You know why not? Because you're going to get it back anyway. Right? So the Torah says, listen, you're going to get it back anyway. You want to redeem it earlier? Fine, but either all or none. It's similar to a halacha in Yerodei, an interesting halacha. Like this, you know, treif and kosher becomes bottle 1 in 60. Yeah? Dava sheyesh lematirin, something that's going to become kosher anyway after time, is never bottle. So it says why? Halacha says why? It's going to become kosher anyway. Wait until it becomes kosher. What do you have to nullify it for? It's going to become kosher anyway. Like chametz after Pesach, right? It's going to become kosher. Right? So why do you have to nullify it now? Wait until it becomes 100% kosher and then eat it. So the halacha is, it cannot become bottle.
What's the case of a chametz?
After Pesach, chametz is mutter. No, that's only midrabanan. So midrabanan, chametz give you a knas. Chametz sha'arva olav haPesach, that it's azir banah is midrabanan, not minatayda. No. So knas the chacham. I mean, it's still forbidden, but it's not minatayda.
What's the loy matzah then?
Huh? During Pesach, you're not allowed to own it, you're not allowed to have it, you know. Uh-huh. After Pesach, it's mutter. So I'm saying the same thing over here. The Torah says, listen, stay Achuza, you're going to get back in Yovel. It becomes yours. Yeah? So now you want to get it back earlier? So the Torah says, listen, either do it all or none. But something you're not going to get back by Yovel, for instance, Hegdish. That Hegdish, if you don't redeem it before Yovel, you're going to get it, you're not going to get it back. The Kohenim are going to get it. Right? So the Torah says you could redeem it halfway. At least you get back something. The same thing, so Rav Sheshi says, from Rav Shimon we learned that Bati Arichim is the same concept. You have no, you only have a year to redeem it. After a year, it goes to the buyer completely. So your koyach is not good. So the Torah says then you can do it halfway.
The intention of the Torah was to prevent selling the houses in one
city. The Torah didn't want to, yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to the field.
Yeah.
The Torah doesn't want you to lose your house in the city, but if you sell it, you don't really get it back, you lose it.
No, if you don't redeem in a year, you lose it.
So
the buyer keeps it.
So it's giving you a lot of power to get just back your house
in a year. Yeah, but normally, you. What do you mean a lot of power?
I mean, the sale is not effective. If I sell my house today, I could take it back.
Yeah, today in America, if you sell a house, you can't. You don't have a year to change your mind. It's not Costco.
You have to buy it back.
Of course, you have to buy it back full price. By the way, then you have a different shelf. It went up, down. Right, by Evid, it says Kesef Miknasi. We learned you buy it by the cheaper rate.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is a lot of power. If you could take back your house after a year.
Yeah, but the problem is, by Yovel, you don't have any power. By this, not even Yovel. After a year, you have no power anymore. So the Torah is afraid. The bottom line of it, the Torah doesn't want you to lose the house.
Right.
Or the field. Right? So buy a field, you're never going to lose it. If you're not makdish, it's dumb. You know, you're going to sell a field, stay achuz, you're always going to get back. So the Torah says, listen, you're not going to get it back today, you're going to buy by Yovel. You're going to die, the kids will get it. It's going to go back. Right? The Torah says, I don't want you to lose a house. So the Torah says, 1 minute. Hegdish, you have until you're able to redeem it. Yeah? But Lepoel, there is a possibility you're going to lose the house completely. There is a possibility you're not going to redeem Hegdish, and then the Kohenim are going to get the field. So the Torah says, you know what? At least keep half your house. At least keep half your house. Redeem half of it. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Bati Arichim also. There's a possibility you're going to lose the house completely. Because if you don't redeem it in a year, you lost it for good. So the Torah says, you know what? At least buy half of it back. If it's a duplex, you know. No, I mean, I have to have it, you know, otherwise it's...
So you can force the buyer.
You can force the buyer according to the... If you could redeem it half... You could force the buyer to sell half the house back. That's if you hold it, Rav Sheshi's answer.
If you say that Torah doesn't want you to sell your house,
no.
Eventually, there has to be transaction.
There is.
What transaction?
There's a mechira.
Yeah, but they're going to lose it after a year.
If he doesn't redeem it.
I understand, but eventually you're... Let's say your children gets married and he wants to buy a house. Where are you going to get a house from? You have to buy it from somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody else is going to lose.
Maybe they'll redeem it.
No, the system, I don't see how the system is going to work.
But the Arichem, you mean?
Yeah.
Why? You could sell the house.
Generation gets bigger, bigger, and bigger.
So how does it work anyway?
You buy the house outside, see?
Yeah. Listen, Eretz Yisrael was given to the Shvatim.
Right.
Well, they came into Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? The 12 Shvatim got the Nachla. Okay? This is Reuven's Chelek. That's it. Now Reuven's family expands. Yeah? There were Shishim Ribui. So let's say, I don't know, I think Yehuda had 74,000, that was the biggest tribe, yeah? Okay, now after a few years, they're going to have 150,000 people. So what do you do?
So
what are you going to do?
They can't take
it.
What are they going to do?
I thought they cannot go down the
Shevet. But could they move?
They could, not Bati Arichema.
But could they move to another?
They could buy from another Shevet, but it goes back by Yevil. That was the whole story of B'nai Salavchad.
Wow.
Right? What did Shevet Menashe complain? B'nai Salavchad are going to get married. So they got the Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, right? Yeah? Then they're going to get married to somebody from a different Shevet. Yeah, a different Shevet. Yeah? They're Yosef. They're going to get married to Reuven. Right? Then they're going to have kids with the husband. Who yashins the girls? The children. But they're from Shevet Reuven. Right? So who's going to keep it? Reuven is going to keep the land. Now, that was only for that generation. Because that generation established which tribe gets it. Right? But later generations, it didn't matter. In other words, in the next generation, the din of B'nai Salavcha didn't apply. If there were girls that inherited, right? Let's say a guy died two generations later. No sons, only daughters. The daughters inherited. They can marry any Shevet they want. Because it's anyway going to go back to the original Shevet in Yevil. See, the first generation that established it, so that's where the problem is. That's why the din of B'nai Salavchad was only for those B'nai Salavchad, for nobody else in any generation. It was a unique din. It was like a Hayrah Shah. It was only a din for B'nai Salavchad in that particular generation.
So the question is, how much land, how big was the size of the land each tribe got? How many acres?
Acres.
Well, how much land did each tribe get?
I don't know. The Torah says in Chumash, in Maaseh, exactly the boundaries of each tribe.
So they had 74,000. They say they had like 100 square miles. Each one of them had 100 square
miles.
So they put 150,000 people in 100 square miles. I think that's, if it's 70,000, then they spend 150,000.
And five generations later, they had 100 million people?
I know, but wait a minute. But they had daughters, so the daughters married and moved to another tribe. Married to Benjamin's tribe, she had to move to Benjamin's side.
Right.
The land, yeah.
Yeah, but she didn't take land with them.
How much land did she have?
Whatever she had. Depends how much land the father owned and how much she inherited if there were no sons.
But the fifth generation, everybody's moving around though. Well, I don't live in Benjamin. Benjamin lives in Watts. So I want to go to Yehuda, who lives in Bel Air.
So she has to marry somebody from.
You can't just move there? You can't move to Bel Air?
They could.
Okay.
But they didn't own the land.
All right, so the guy who owned the land went to the house.
All right. That was possible.
But he can't own the house, right? You can own a house in Bel Air.
Somebody from Yehuda was allowed to move to Benjamin's Chelek.
Yeah.
But they didn't own the land.
But you could own the house under the land. Right?
No, the house belonged to the land.
Oh.
So you could buy it and go back
to... Yeah, you buy it, goes back by Yevil, so anyway you don't keep it.
Right.
So everybody's moving on, like, you know, they moved to, like, the Bel Air, they moved to...
Watts, South Central.
Whatever they moved to. You know, so Benjamin's tribe lived in Watts, Yehuda lived in Bel Air, so people started moving to...
No, they were all prime properties, it wasn't a difference in...
I think they still have this halacha in Yerushalayim.
What?
For Yovel.
There's no Yovel today.
My land only for 50 years.
There's no Din Yovel today.
I think they give it back to you after 50 again. But they make you sign a paper.
50 years from the time you bought it?
No, I don't know.
Whenever Yovel. But there's no Cheshbon of Yovel now.
I know for a fact that they did that. I don't know how it works.
Because there's a big machlekes even... In the Gaonim's time, how Yevil works. Because you had 7 years Shemitah, right? After seven Shemitahs, it was 49 years as Yevil, right? Now, the year after Yevil, was that the first year of the new Shemitah or the second year of the new Shemitah? There was a machlekes between the Gaonim and the other poskim in those days.
Even then,
it got messed up. Huh?
One of the requirements is, are the tribe to be living in Israel, which is not the case.
Right, that's why the din of Yevil doesn't apply. It has to be Kol Yeshveh Olel.
So even without the Cheshbon.
I'm saying, right. But I'm saying, even in the Cheshbon of Yovel, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, shows a machlokes how it worked, actually. I mean, it should be a big bezin rule, but I'm saying later on, it was a machlokes how it worked in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Was Yovel counted the first year of the new Shemitah or not? And after many years, by the way, it's going to matter what all the deans of Shemitah. Today, Eretz Yisrael Shemitah is according to the Cheshbon of the Ga'enim, not the other Poskim. That's the minik today, Yerushalayim, of Shemitah. Because today we don't count Yovel. There's no Yovel. So after 49 years, the 50th year is not Yovel, that you begin the year after that for the 6 years. Yovel year is the first of the 6 years. So, but if you don't look at it that way, if Yovel is counted as neutral, and the year after Yovel, so every Shemitah is different. And it could make a very big difference how it works. Okay.